This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and yeah, we're here live on this Independence Day edition of the program. Welcome to the show. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You're always invited to call in and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
We are, of course, broadcasting, or simulcasting, if you will, on Twitch, on our video feed. It is Topless Wednesdays, Conan, for you and I here, because it's brutally hot.
It is brutally hot. It's 90-plus degrees outside right now, and it's
steaming. And it has been for the last few days.
And it's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's feeling like Florida up here right now.
And in fact, I am complaining, but yeah. I've been listening to New Englanders complain all week.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You couldn't handle the six, seven months of this. This is always like this in Florida.
Like 9 months.
Yeah.
Florida.
So whenever I'm like, yeah, I don't miss Florida at all, they're like, yeah, it's great in the winter.
It's warm down there.
Yeah, right.
And you can swim. You can just go swimming whenever you feel like it. Yeah, well, in the nasty, sandy, salty ocean.
Yeah, and I never really felt like it when I lived down there. But then again, you know, that's what happens when you're raised near the beach. Nobody, you really don't care about it. Open phones is always here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Conan here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got some Independence Day-related news and, you know, stuff worth talking about here tonight, of course. But I got to say, once again, I've had every single person that has wished me a happy fill-in-the-blank.
Mm-hmm.
There have been at least three of them that have sent me, like, a message on a text of some sort to say, happy 4th of July. Without fail, it's every single one of them. And I always text back, happy Independence Day. And this is something we talk about. We touched on it last night, but we regularly discuss this on Independence Day. The sort of the meaning behind the holiday, which should be to celebrate secession. It should be to celebrate independence from, in this case, originally the King of England. That was the original concept, but the concept today is still just as valid of declaring independence from a distant power.
Except you can't say secession any longer because that's a dirty, dirty
secession,
word.
Secession, secession. I just said it three times.
Yeah, my boss just text us all of her workers, mm-hmm. happy 4th of July. And I, of course, got right back on there, and I was like, happy overthrow your tyrant and secession day.
Yeah, I didn't go that far. I didn't want to make it political, but...
They know who I am. Yeah. I can't
shut
up
at work. You're hiding that. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. So,
but one of our listeners actually wrote up a nice little a document here proclaiming exactly what you were talking about. You know, it is not about just the month, 4th of July, and go eat hot dogs and hamburgers and get silly drunk, do day drinking.
I had Indian food today.
And celebration of Independence Day?
Just because, you know, I can go spend cryptocurrency.
Because of the Indian tea tax?
Well, actually, no. There's a great little Indian restaurant here in town that actually takes cryptocurrency, and I imagine he's one of the only places open. Mm. I mean, the whole parking lot was deserted.
Oh, really? Yeah. Downtown was...
At least the Emerald Circle or whatever, the center of Keene was just completely deserted.
Interesting. You know what? I didn't hear... I think I heard maybe one or two firecrackers last night.
Hmm.
And I think I might have heard maybe five today. So I don't know what's going on.
Normally you hear them in New Hampshire.
Maybe it's the heat.
Because New Hampshire is a very firecracker.
I didn't see any cars lined up at parking lot or, you know, in front of houses, people having barbecues.
I saw one as I was driving back here.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe people are, maybe it's too hot. They've just taken the all inside and sucking up some of that air conditioner.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And so let's jump into this post here, Conan. Presumably, he's willing to share it. He put it on Facebook.
Well, okay, you want to go ahead and read his name then? Okay, well, you know
what? To you.
All right, I'll keep it. Keep him anonymous. If anybody in the chat room knows who this is, go ahead and give me the confirmation. I'll go ahead and read his name on air. But I think he hit it right on the head.
Let's hear it.
Musings on the truth of Independence Day 2018. Exasperated as I might be from repeating it every year, I will again. I do not celebrate the 4th of July any more than I glorify any other arbitrary date on a calendar. Some time ago, call it a conspiracy theory or what you will, any coincidental connection to Independence Day was totally removed from the routine holiday that the United States places halfway between Mother's Day and Labor Day.
Is this a conspiracy? Because it seems so suspicious, doesn't it? It's like it's almost as though this change was orchestrated. It's almost as though, because it's so common in the media, it's so common amongst people. You know, is it a chicken before the egg thing? Was this just something that happened over time? Or was there somebody who specifically said, you know what, let's start talking about this holiday as the 4th of July. Get people to forget about independence.
When you consider the beginnings of the Pledge of Allegiance, which is a conspiracy. And
socialist plot.
Socialist Christian flag maker.
Yep, that's right. Francis Bellamy.
And he definitely had an agenda. He was actually trying to, and that's why he started with the Boy Scouts.
He was trying to sell flags, number one, but also was trying to inculcate people with the belief in the state.
Mm-hmm. And this was right after the Civil War, and everyone was had harsh feelings for the federal government. And of course, you know, he was a lover of the government. And so he wanted to push his agenda. I have no doubt that someone out there was sitting down in a room, a smoke-filled, cigar-smoked room, and they're like, you know what, we've got to do something about this riffraff.
Sure.
You know, we don't want secession. That's a dirty, dirty word. We'll link it up with slavery. That doesn't have anything to do with taxes and tariffs and whatnot. It was all slavery. But yeah, the same thing the 4th of July. It's like, yeah, we don't want anyone talking about, you know, overthrowing us because they depend on us, right?
Right. You don't want them getting ideas, trying to repeat the past or
right.
something like that.
So I have no doubt. But if anyone has that, you know, more specifics on that, I'd call in and tell us because I'm not sure. I bet if Dara was here, he'd be like, yeah, I know this and that.
Well, Daryl would say, oh, it's not a conspiracy. And I don't know, man. I think it could very well be. It could very well be.
Continuing on. As a personal social experiment, I listen to various television and radio stations as a background noise throughout my workday on both Monday and Tuesday. Conservative, liberal, news talk, music, sports, talking heads, DJs, commercials, it mattered not. I heard a plethora of discussions and jingles about the 4th of July.
I bet it was 100%.
But not one damn mention of Independence Day.
Yep.
And I heard the same thing except from one guy here in Keene. John DiBernardo.
Okay.
He is our local patriot. He's not 100% Trumper, and he's not 100% build the wall, but he definitely leans to
conservative
in that camp.
Yeah.
But he did mention Independence Day quite a number of times, and even the founders and you know what they were after, and he was playing battle anthem music, the marching music.
Right.
Every bumper was marching band music.
Sure. Very patriotic.
The 4th of July is a lazy, hedonistic celebration of populism, nationalism, making sure your papers are in order, and waving Chinese-made American flags.
That reminds me, I heard a great story, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who to credit this to. It just happened within the last few days. That Walmart apparently got busted at some point for Made in USA.
And it was really China?
And it was really a town in China named USA.
Wait, why would Walmart get busted? Why would it be on the Chinese head being
false
advertising?
I think it was a Walmart product or something like that. I don't know. I don't know all the details on that. I don't know if it's even a true story, but it sure is funny if it's true.
USA / Walmart / China. Independence Day is a recognition of secession, fleeing tyranny, and I would say fighting tyranny, and telling kings what they can do with their edicts and orders. But they sure don't want you to contemplate seceding or being independent. Mm-hmm. They most definitely want you to be dependent on the behemoths of the federal government and to think that you are inseparable from its infinite control.
Let's talk more about it. Coming up here in moments, his remainder of whatever he's got to say about his frustrations. And I share them, and it sounds like you share them as well, Conan, with the absolute lack, the absolute dearth of people calling this holiday what it's supposed to be called, Independence Day. And I'm not somebody who gets all, you know, upset about holidays for the most part. I really couldn't care much about them. But this one, you know, just kind of bugs me. 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
are here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. That's right. Even though it's Independence Day, we're here and we are live. And the we is Ian.
And Conan.
Also, the show is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, who wants you to know that Bitcoin Cash is now accepted as a main cryptocurrency on SaveItPurse.com. We've talked a lot about SaveItPurse.com over the years. It's a way that you can spend your Bitcoin and get huge discounts. No joke. Huge, like 20, 30%. You decide. You pick the discount. The higher the discount you choose, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But I find that 20% usually gets snatched up within minutes, if not hours, certainly within the first day of when you put your order up. And it used to just be BTC only. Now you can use Bitcoin Cash over at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. So if you've been tired of BTC with its high fees and its tendency towards bogging down, you ought to check out Bitcoin Cash now at SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, Conan, you're sharing with us a little opinion post that was made by a listener. It's the Free Talk Live amplifier over on the Amp Only forum on Facebook about his frustration or her frustration with the people around them on the media and in real life referring to this holiday as the 4th of July.
And not what it truly is, and that is probably the greatest holiday that we can celebrate, and that is independence, freedom.
It's an important concept.
Sovereignty.
Right.
This is, what the country was basically founded on, built on, and no one really remembers or cares. In fact, when they talk about, when everyone and their sisters, brothers talking about dismantling the Constitution, which, you know, whatever your opinion of it, it does protect us a little bit.
Barely.
Barely.
I'd rather have a provision of free speech than not.
But there are too many individuals out there who are ready to throw it out the window and either write a new one or put some new socialist in charge. And it's scary. It's scary times we live in.
Secession is an idea whose time has come again. You know, it's time for people to start talking about peaceful secession and doing it without violence. If we can, avoid it, because that was the problem last time.
Yeah, it usually doesn't end up like that. And even if you move to a new location and you got to do battle with the old residents, the old natives, who don't want your crazy ways influencing their community and their children.
I still want to see a poll done at some point, a scientific poll done in New Hampshire on secession. I want to hear what New Hampshire Granite Staters, natives specifically, not the people who moved here from Massachusetts, but what the native Granite Staters think about secession, because my experience has been that they're pretty positive towards it.
Well, it's a very libertarian state that we live in.
It is. It's in a very independent state.
And when you consider some of the southern states, when you consider the money that New Hampshire puts into the federal government and the money that they get back, it really doesn't seem like a very good deal when you shake it all out.
No doubt. And wasn't New Hampshire, I believe the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a sort of a think tank action group here in New Hampshire that advocates for independence for New Hampshire, specifically seceding from the United States, I believe they said that New Hampshire was the first state to leave from the UK, basically, to try to break away.
Interesting.
That it was the first state to do that. So it should be the first state again.
Well, I mean, first in, first out.
Yeah.
So this FTL amplifier goes on. What do you know about history or your civic rights? Not the watered-down garbage that is funded by the theft of taxpayers and taught in the parasitic indoctrination camps, a.k.a. public schools, but real history or rights. What do you know about the 6th, 7th, 8th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution? How about sovereignty-robbing 17th Amendment? How about jury nullification? How about the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor a reserve? The Council of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Relations, the Boston Massacre, or the Stamp Act Resistance. So do you celebrate the 4th of July? Don't insult my intelligence. Use your brain. Be educated and informed. Embrace liberty. Happy Independence Day to you. God bless the Republic and the death to the New World Order. Which is my favorite part, by the way.
Right. I'm not so enamored with the Republic necessarily, but I do agree with the idea of, hey, don't forget about independence. It's an important concept. It's something that people should be ruminating on. They should be thinking about on this particular holiday and specifically reflecting on how you can be more independent in your life. You know, are you dependent on the state for things? Are you dependent on others for things? Is there a way? I mean, we're all dependent on each other, right? Because we have division of labor. There are some things that I can do that other people can't do. And
yeah, some more than others. Not, right. I try to cancel out the middleman as often as possible. I do almost all my own stuff. And a lot of people don't. When I talk about frugality and talking about lowering taxes and getting, you know, getting away from the entitlement system, people look at me like I'm crazy. But it just comes natural to me to want to, you know, investigate where the money is actually going and what it's being spent on. Because it does bother me. I like to save money.
Sure. But when it comes to independence, we can only be so independent in a society, right? Like, you can go and break away and become a, you know, man in the woods and, you know, do everything yourself and live off the land. And you can do that still. I think there are places where you can go to do that kind of thing. But for the most part, we all have roles that we want to fulfill that don't allow us to have the time to do everything.
And, you know, that's okay. I find that is the biggest issue when you talk about secession. If it's not the slavery aspect of it, it is, oh, you want to build walls around New Hampshire and you want to keep all Vermonties and Massachusetts massholes and Maineys out. And not have interactions or trade or
absolutely not. I want to have interactions and
communication
trade
with everyone around you. It's like no, that's ridiculous.
No. People have to have people. I mean, it's just unless you're a certain type of person who is completely antisocial, people need people. I mean, that's just a fact. The difference between being dependent on others for, let's say, providing you food or whatever. I know you do raise your own chickens and things
chickens
like that.
Chickens and rabbits and gardening and the whole nine.
Right. But, you know, you're probably still going to the grocery store from time to time.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I don't make. I don't make my own sugar.
You don't have time to make your own cheese, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but I like to know how to do all that stuff. Right. So just in case it hits the fan and I'm like, oh, I...
But even if it does hit the fan, there's still stuff you're going to be trading for.
Oh, you know?
There's still...
And I'm going to have a lot of stuff that people are probably going to want if they don't steal from me and shoot me first.
Right.
They can take it from me.
Right, like alcohol and cigarettes.
There you go.
So, you want currency when it comes down to the S hitting the fan.
I'll skip tobacco. I'll go straight to weed cigarettes.
Yeah, that would work, too. People still want that as well.
I'm not sure how well tobacco grows up here and what the season is.
Good question. Weed will grow anywhere, though.
I think it takes up a lot of space. I know that.
I've never looked into it. So the difference being dependent on others consensually and then versus dependent on a system that is designed to trap you, designed to keep you dependent. You know, in the marketplace, when we're dependent on others, we can go to someone else if we decide we don't like the service provided by one person
or if that person doesn't exist, if that entity doesn't exist,
you can create it
yourself.
Exactly. Maybe. If you have a free market, which we don't, because in a lot of cases you can't create things without asking permission from that agency that wants you to be dependent on them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So I think we're advocating for independence from those systems and the freedom to choose rather than total independence, because that would be a very difficult thing to achieve this day and age. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can join.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
The teenage soccer team trapped in a cave system in northern Thailand will spend another night in the cave. Officials coordinating the rescue have said they won't attempt to move the boys before tomorrow, and we have heard from some of the team members that they are doing okay and are healthy. And the stock markets are closed today as it is a federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind on this live Independence Day edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And don't forget, we've got all kinds of ways for you to get in touch with the show. Also, you can join us online in a variety of methods. We've got a great website. The archives go back for more than a decade. There's, of course, YouTube videos and more. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And also want to invite you to liberty.menu. It's a great libertarian business directory. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. Whatever it is that you do, whatever your entrepreneurial activities happen to be, you can list it for free over at liberty.menu. That's right, it's free. You don't have to spend any money. If you want to, there's some upgrades that you can do to the listings. But you can have more than one listing, and it's free for more than one of them. So head on over to liberty.menu. Also, if you're a digital content creator, or maybe you're an events coordinator, as long as you're a liberty-minded person, you qualify to use liberty.menu. So head on over there if you want. You can use our code, FTL, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. As we continue here, Conan, you were sharing with us an opinion piece written by...
It was a bit of a diatribe.
Yeah, one of our listeners.
By the way, I did get permission to read his name out loud. That's Dale Gillespie. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your courage.
Dale. Kudos.
And enjoyed it very much.
He's frustrated, rightfully so, by the fact that everybody in his life, on the radio, on television, on the internet, his friends, his family members, coworkers,
it all wrong.
They're all calling it the 4th of July. And I see it too. 100% of everybody who's wished me a happy blank today has been happy 4th of July.
Yep. Happy hamburger and hot dog and day drinking day.
So we're done with his comments, though, right? We finished.
Oh, yeah, it's done. I did want to – so we were talking about the entitlement society that we live in and the idea of secession and why people don't really – they're not really on board.
Well, the idea of independence.
And you were talking about – yeah, and it's scary to a lot of people, the independence, because then who is going to take care of them? And so our masters have figured it out. They've had almost 300 years – 240 years? To figure it out that you take a little bit from your sheep, from your cattle, and you give them back things that they could take care of on their own,
right?
Healthcare and housing and clothing and food and all that, but you give it back in such a way that they become completely dependent on you,
right?
And then when someone, some crazy guy without his shirt on Topless Wednesday, says, "Hey, wouldn't it be great to secede from this federal government, to divorce this abusive relationship?" And they're like, "But who's going to take care of me? Who's going to provide all these things that have been provided for me for so many years, my whole life? What am I going to do without my baby daddy?"
You know, you can see it on even a small level. I remember moving here years ago, almost 12 years ago now, moving to New Hampshire from Florida, and being surprised when I found out that the trash does not get picked up by the government here in Keene.
Our landfill is subsidized.
The landfill is a government-run landfill.
But we do
pickup.
But you do pay. The pickup is paid for. And if you take your trash to our landfill, you pay per bag.
Correct. But if you want somebody to pick up your garbage, like is what happened to me in Florida, where some truck comes around and picks up garbage, here there are private companies that offer that service. There is no government version of that.
But don't say that too loud, because I know some city councilors who would be...
They want to change that?
They probably... Well, to get them votes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anyway, my point is...
I mean, they do collect our leaves.
That's true.
I am crazy aggravated by that.
Really?
Especially when you consider that it goes up $20,000 every year.
The price of the leaf collection?
Yeah, last year was $80,000. Oh, $80,000 for the entire city. It's up to $100,000. I have no doubt it's going to be $115,000, $120,000 this year.
Right.
Just to suck up the stupid leaves. Which, by the way, I don't do at all. I don't rake my leaves out to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
I just mow my lawn one last time. Yeah. Mulch them.
Just mulch it.
And you get good leaf fertilizer all over your yard.
There you go.
And I don't have to rely on some public works guy to come suck up leaves that you shouldn't have to. And that's just one little tiny thing
that is
not necessary. And well, every year they just keep
people may indeed pay for that service on their own volition. Like, you may not use it, but other people may want
to
use it.
If you want to pay some dude $50 to $100 to take all your leaves away, hey, that's all. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, whatever. But my point was, it was a surprise. Like, my God, there's a place where you don't have the government picking up your garbage. And some people can't even believe that that's a possibility, because they've been so used to having the government do it for their whole lives, they just never even thought that could be something that the government didn't do.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of like a little microcosmic example of this idea that people are acclimated to being taken care of by the government, and they don't know how to think outside of the box because they're so used to this.
Yep. And they'll continue down that road until the money runs out. And that's where we're going. That's where
the money ain't going to run out. They can print it.
They can only print so much, and before you know it, you're taking your wheelbarrow full of cash bills, Federal Reserve notes, down to the bread store to buy bread.
And oh, Conan,
it's only going to work so long.
It can't happen here.
It's on its way out.
It can't happen here,
oh,
Conan.
Oh, yeah, it can. It's called history, and history repeats itself.
But, Conan, we have the best central bankers in the whole world, and they're going to keep it all together.
They know exactly what they're doing.
By the way, Venezuela right now, $1 will currently buy you on the black market 3.5 million Bolivar. It continues to just fall down the absolute S-hole of history here, and it's the most ridiculous hyperinflationary situation on the planet right now, and there really isn't any reason why it can't happen here. It hasn't happened here. They do have some tricks up their sleeve. Venezuela is going to try to pull out a new, completely new currency here in, I think, this month, actually. So that's not going to work, because It's to the point where the people in Venezuela are not being fooled anymore, I suspect. So I don't think that any of their tricks in Venezuela are going to, you know, put this Humpty Dumpty back together again, so to speak. Let's go to Dale. He's in Louisville, Kentucky. I suspect this is the same Dale that wrote that article. Hello, Dale.
Greetings, gentlemen. I appreciate you all. I read my piece on the air. It's good to be on with Captain FTL himself, Ian Freeman, and the gentleman I call Conan the non-aggressive barbarian. How are you?
Yeah, Conan the libertarian.
That's nice of you. Thank you. Sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just kind of, depending on what I was saying, the one reason I mentioned the 17th Amendment in my piece that you guys read, because that was a really bad one. Everybody thinks, oh, there are many in the Constitution, these old white guys back then, they must know what they were doing. Well, that was much later, and the problem was the 17th Amendment upset the balances of power between the federal government and the state, because as you know, in a small state like New Hampshire, you already got two U.S. senators, so when they messed that up, it really changed the value and devalued the House of Representatives, but, I don't know. I just wanted to get your guys thought about that.
So what is the 17th Amendment? Is that where they changed the makeup of the
direct election of the U.S. senators rather than going to the state legislatures?
Oh, and being appointed by the state legislature. Okay. Right. Do you have a strong feeling on that?
I was confused. I thought the 16th is the income tax?
Yeah.
All right. I was confused. I thought that's what it was. I'm not familiar with the 17th myself.
The 16th, of course, was never formally ratified. We won't get into that conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. But they say it's legal. Right. They say the income tax is legal.
Well, you know, they say the IRS is legal, too, and we know why do we pay it. We don't pay it because we owe it. We pay it because we don't want them to put us in a little cage.
Well, they sure did put Irwin Schiff in a little cage, and, you know, he didn't believe in the 16th Amendment either.
He died there, a political prisoner.
He sure did, and in his 80s. Just a horrifying story. Regarding the 17th Amendment and the direct election of senators, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear your argument, Dale, because it doesn't seem to me to be real strong one way or the other. I think either way you're going to get power seekers out of the job, whether it's the state legislature who's appointing this person, or whether it's the voters themselves who are voting the person in. Either way, you're still going to see bad people getting into those positions. So I don't think it would have made a hill of beans a difference, but I'd love to hear you weigh in if you want to comment. We'll bring you back for that. Stand by. More with Dale in Kentucky. And yes, it is that easy to call in. And yes, we are here live on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
Conan, you've been doing some day drinking today?
I always day drink. No, I don't. I sip. I've been sipping.
Yeah? Okay. I have not, but then again, I don't really feel like I should drink before the show. It's probably not a good...
Yeah, but you have other types of escape that I don't partake in.
Escape? What are you talking about?
Everyone has their vices.
All right, so we've got open phones. You can dial in here. You can bring up whatever you want. It is Independence Day, and we're here live. By the way, if you want to, the post that you read was from the Amp Only Facebook group, which is one of the reasons why I stayed on Facebook as long as I did. I finally quit earlier this year, and it's been great for my productivity. But it's still a pretty good group, as you heard. I mean, that comment from Dale was in there.
I mean, sometimes we get stories from that group. You know, sometimes when something goes wrong with the show, we always hear through the amplifiers first. It's, hey, show didn't load up, or someone said something stupid and they got it completely wrong, completely ass backwards, and you need to rectify, you need to fix what you said.
Well, I'll frequently hear about it through the Discord chat these days, personally, but yeah, people do post on the AMP group, and there's a few hundred, maybe even several hundred, I think like 400 people that are in there, which means about half of them are actually former amplifiers who aren't currently amping the show. But as I pointed out before, I consider a person an amplifier forever. Like if you've ponied up some money to help us at some point, that puts you in a special category, even if you only made it for a few months or whatever before something bad happened in your life and you had to cancel or whatever. So I always, you know, it's always been my policy that the AMP programs run on the honor program. And, you know, if you want to keep enjoying the benefits for free, you can do that. But ultimately, if we don't have support currently, and by the way, the AMP contributions over time have been going down in the last several years. So if we don't have support, there's not as much that we can do. So if you want to re-amp the show, we sure would appreciate it. In fact, most of our amplifiers these days are former amplifiers who come back. It's actually very rare that we'll get brand new people who've never amped the show before. Just the way it is. So if you want to help us out, it's $5 a month. You get access to that amp-only Facebook group. You'll get access to the amp-only Discord chat rooms and more. There's some really cool perks that you'll get for helping us out. And that $5 a month is money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more great radio stations and we can bring new internet listeners on board. We'd love to be able to advertise on the Penn Jillette show. It's called Penn Sunday School. He's been doing it for many years now. And it's just out of our budget. I mean, we just can't afford it. We need to raise another $1,000 a month, and that would just buy us one show.
Wow.
So if you want to help us, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we do here, if you like the fact that we're on 7 days a week, even through the holidays, bringing you the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency, then there's no better way for you to help Free Talk Live than amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use BTC. As we get back to Dale, he is in that AMP group, and he's the guy who wrote up that piece. Dale, you were sharing with us your opinions, or you were about to share your opinions on the 17th Amendment, the one that made it so that senators were no longer appointed by state representatives or houses of representatives in the states, but instead direct elected.
It also increased their terms as well.
Oh, is that right?
I think from 2 years to 6 years. Is that right?
I'm not familiar with the term change, but we definitely should nix it. I'll say quickly to piggyback on what Ian just said, you definitely need to amp the program. I'm getting ready to re-up myself. I'm an old amper from way back. And probably the only two reasons I stay on what I call CIA Facebook, a.k.a. Facebook, is for the AMP group and a group that I run here called Louisville for Liberty. We also have 300 or 400 people. But, yeah, I'm getting ready to re-up. I think everybody should amp the program. But, yeah, on the repeal of the 17th, the problem is I think you and Cody and I would all agree that local government is better than state government, is better than federal government. If you repeal the 17th, it gives more power back to the states. And the reason is because now you have state legislatures who are going to have some say in the way the representation happens in D.C. This came about, that amendment did, in the late 1800s. I think it was finally 1913 when it was ratified, so 105 years ago, because you had all these quote-unquote progressives. They said, oh, we got to have direct democracy. And you see these groups running around from time to time now talking about direct democracy, but the Constitution created a system of checks and balances between the federal, state, and local. So the system is fundamentally based on balancing self-interest. States are interested in maintaining as much power over health and safety and welfare as possible. They want to get federal intrusion down in those areas, and this will keep them involved and not make it all about the big money.
So you're saying that if the state government were to be appointing, the state representatives were to appoint their U.S. senators, that you believe that those senators would be more likely to support the state independence, the state being more independent from the federal government, because they would be accountable to the state representatives rather than to the people. Is that your argument?
No, I agree. Yeah, right now it is a mob mentality. I think it's more likely because you guys know in New Hampshire how difficult it is to talk to a Sununu or somebody who's in D.C. in the district criminal representative. But I've heard you and Mark talk a lot, Ian, about how easy it is to talk to your state representatives in the current arrangement. Favors whatever state can hire the most lobbyists.
Or whatever candidate, or...
Yeah, because repealing it would also increase voter interest in state elections. The average Americans pay a lot more attention to federal elections. It's just like when they all get into the Super Bowl, that even though they don't follow football, it would usher in a new era of local involvement in civics. So, no, state legislative elections is not going to make it all perfect, but the voters still need to consider the way their state senators would govern on local matters.
Now, should the U.S. representatives also go ahead and be state representative appointed?
No, because that's the balance of power. If the states have lawmaking representatives in Washington, maybe, just maybe, the federal laws will begin to exhibit a more measured tone. I know that's laughable to some out there who maybe are more minarchist than libertarian, but legislatively elected senators would balance it out and allow the states more room to act on behalf of the people.
Is there any kind of movement that you know of to repeal the 17th Amendment?
Nothing that's like on blue fire or anything right now, hot in the national media. It's you have starting the critics to say that you don't want to do that because we shouldn't allow the legislators to get, you're taking away the people's right to choose. So I think the reason it hasn't gained more momentum is because people are so concerned about direct democracy. But we all know about what happens when two wolves and a sheep have a democracy together. So
yeah, if you listen to how crazy people are about their democracy and about how Hillary got the votes and we need to change the system. Yeah, I think trying to repeal this or change this in any way, people wouldn't have any part of it. It's like they want to be able to pick their senators, even if they don't know who the name of their senator, who they voted for last year. I think that they want to be able to vote on and not have some legislator they might not know make the decision on their behalf.
Conan, if you go back, you know, you're right. And Conan, if you go back to the framers of the Constitution and do some research, one of the issues they were most unanimous about, it was almost 10 to 1, was having the legislature choose the federal representative, because these scaremongers about, oh, we got a direct democracy. Number one, Americans never had a quote-unquote right to directly elect senators. They do have a right to elect representatives. That was always there, and they still would, even if the 17th Amendment was repealed tomorrow.
It's an interesting argument, Dale. I got to say it's fairly persuasive. I think I might be able to buy the idea that if the U.S. senators were beholden to the state representatives, perhaps they would be more likely to support things like states' rights. And of course, we all know states don't have rights, but the concept being that the states should have their own level of independence from the federal government, and maybe you would get a little bit more of that. But either way, it still does seem like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic to some extent, because ultimately you are still going to see power mongers attracted to that position.
Yeah, and you know, seven of our representatives here in Keene, I didn't vote for any of them, and I wouldn't. So
seven out of seven?
Yeah, seven out of seven. So these yahoos are going to be choosing my senator. See, it wouldn't have worked in my favor anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Hey, Dale, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion here on Independence Day. As you can join us if you would like, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So as we were talking about there, he had posted that on our Facebook group for Free Talk Live Amplifiers. And that was one of the reasons why I held on to Facebook for as long as I did, was because, well, you know, my listeners are in there. I need to be there for be there in that group. It was a good group. It is still a good group. And I just eventually just decided, you know what, screw it. I'm done with this. And
now you got Discord.
And now we do have Discord. That is something we started. It's not the same thing. It's not like a message forum, but then again, Facebook was a crappy message forum anyways. Its search function is broken, and it's not organized in any way, shape, or form beyond whatever the latest posts were.
It's just pictures of whatever you think is interesting for that day, and it gets confusing. You get lost. I like Discord, where you can search back if, you know, somebody...
Discord does have a good search function, yep, unlike Facebook. But it doesn't have topics like, say, the Free Talk Live forum does. So if you wanted to, which, by the way, the Free Talk Live forum doesn't get near the traffic, I don't think, even of the Facebook group. But it's there, and people can use it, and some people do use it. It's where I post all my show prep.
I'm actually surprised that they haven't, you know, considering that this is a gamer platform,
Discord.
Where in some of the guilds that I'm in, we have Discord, and someone will write up guides. And it's not just people chatting back and forth. There's actually a guide on how to kill such so-and-so boss.
No kidding.
And if there was an
easy way... Was it pinned in there or something?
What, not really. That's the problem. There's no easy way to pin it.
Oh, it's like on a list of files.
So if it was more like a forum where you can go back...
That's why we have
find something that's sticky.
Forum.freetalklive.com. We'll continue. Coming up here in moments, you can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live, Live Independence Day Edition.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.